Man cries. From CMAT, yes. Okay, so CMAT was at Oceaga this past weekend. My phone's lighting up about something. Okay, we're good. And yes, I was there. I was there all weekend. And I'm playing CMAT because of, you know, I'm, as usual, I'm a clown when I'm out in public. And CMAT's someone I was like, I gotta see CMAT this weekend at Oceaga. CMAT was day three, okay? And it was really raining and it was kind of early in the afternoon. And I was like, I'm cold. I don't want to get wet. And I skipped CMAT. I know! What a loser I am. Anyway, I had convinced other people over this past year that CMAT is amazing. And they went and bought the t-shirts, told me how great it was. I watched a couple of TikToks. I know, I'm such a loser. Anyway, I'm hearing that song now, feeling all the regret. Festivals are funny because, especially some of those larger ones, because of conflict, right? Like, you get the schedule and you're like, oh my God, this is amazing. But then they give you the real schedule where you see what stage everybody's on. And man, I had some conflicts this weekend, tried to work them out. But I was hellbound on seeing a band I'm about to play. And they're called Wonder Horse. You know Wonder Horse. I talk about Wonder Horse all the time. I love them. And they have great songs. And they're a huge band in the UK. Like, go to Reading, whatever. Wonder Horse is, they've got big crowds. So they pull up early on the first day at Oceaga. I'm like, I'm in. I'm 100% in. And I'm going to ask these bands that are coming in, because we've got bands coming in to visit in a few minutes here at the studio. But there's, I'm kind of into one song. Like, there's, I love Wonder Horse, but I was like, oh, I can't wait until they play The Rope, because of course they're going to play The Rope. So I get through the whole set, and they're great, but I had this anticipation of like, okay, they're going to end with The Rope. And they didn't play The Rope. So then, was I disappointed? Was I kind of like waiting for those other great songs to go by while I was waiting? I don't know what's wrong with me. Anyway, has that ever happened to you? Where you're like, oh, I gotta hear this one song. Like, they're all good, but I gotta hear this one song. And then when they don't play it, you feel the feels. I felt some feels. I still love you, Wonder Horse. And it was a great set. They're a really tight band. Lots of energy, loud and so on. But I'm going to play The Rope right now. I think that's not what I'm leading up to. Also, coming up in Kingston. Come on, man. Third weekend in August. It's going to be all Tragically Hip. Have you seen the murals? They're finishing them up. I think one did finish. Good job, Aaron. That was a great mural. And I can't remember the artist or the other one. I'll get that for you. But yeah, they're beautiful. And the live album is coming out to commemorate 10 years since that last tour. I've got a track from that album. It's dropping that weekend of the 20th. But yeah, we've got It's a Good Life. If you don't weaken, yeah, we're not going to cry, are we? Anyway, here's The Rope for me on the Indie Wake Up Call.
When I was talking to Johnny about the shape I'm in, with the pinhole eyes and the darkness within, but the kid don't lie. He says we know what we know. I'm sick of kicking out my life in the glare of a world that just don't wanna know. Don't let go. Don't let go. Is a word, but he looked me in the eye, and I stared right down that barrel into the bottom of the world.
Don't let go. Warning CFRC listeners, this is Kira Roberts of Tiny Horse coming in live from the studio. Today we are talking all things Wolf Island Music Festival coming up shortly, but before that, a song for the hottest girl of summer. This one goes out to Rachel Ann.
Nostalgia, thinking about my old hometown, growing up with folks showing us loving that knows no bounds, but still I'm hey ya single, dolo style, mom and dad keep sticking two together cause we don't know how, nowadays it seems like love is fast, to come and go doesn't last, little bundles of joy cost big bundles of cash, and it's hard to buy in the city, I'm always flying, I'm busy, do I need something real, I kinda get by with midi, and by the by all these cities seem the same till they're home, and likewise, maybe ladies all seem the same till they're known, and you grow together and grow attached, growing up is knowing that, we all need each other, and love requires no holding back, and no going backwards when your back hurts, I know it's strange hearing about commitment from a bachelor that's overage, with plenty of fish to capture and then throw away, but Lenny just wished he was back with Bonet, so hey. For all the mistakes that I've made, see, I've been given so much, don't let me throw it away. Hail Mary, Kelly wants to go for the win. Can't go the way of the Buffalo Bills. No, get a ring and take a knee. Dom, BB, do your Andre. Read me Thurman Thomas players. I don't mean to coach Marv Levy. I'm a non-girlfriend, friends Monica to Phoebe. Still hoping love hasn't gone the way of the CD. Yeah, it's cheesy, I know. I guess I'm talking to I still hear Isaac Hayes strains when she's walking on by. I've been heartbroken before, man. I'm not gonna lie for a bit. I quit hoping, said I'm not gonna try. I said it's not gonna fly. They told me this is something new. I said you can't force some things. I will when I do. I said I'm not gonna cry. They told me to find someone new. I said you can't force some things. I will when I do. When I do. When I do. I do. I do. I do. I do. I do.
And good morning, Kingston, Ontario. My name is Kira Roberts from Tiny Horse, and with me I have...
This is Julia J. Balls-Beatty.
Oh, wait. There she is.
And this is Martina from Lake Porter.
And if you can believe it, we're running the board today, doing a little bit of getting excitement going for the Wolf Island Music Festival.
Hold
Martina, how are you feeling about
tight.
The weekend?
Oh, I am just so excited. Ken Yates is... bucket list performer friend of mine, and I'm kind of not okay with it.
Oh, you're friends with him? You're familiar?
Yeah.
How do you know Ken?
Just from, he did some recording at North on Princess with Zane Whitfield, and Zane introduced me to him, and we went to go see him at the Red House downtown, and it was fantastic. And he's just such an amazing songwriter, and I've seen him a bajillion times, and I cannot believe him opening. I'm, like, freaking out.
Okay, we were just saying, like, Martina, she knows about Ken Yates a lot for the Friday night, so, okay.
I, like, kind of forced my way to sell his merch the first time we met. I think I was actually quite stalkerish, but I just, like, people wanted to buy his merch, and I just took over and started accepting cash and then handed him, and he's like, who is this woman? Why is she selling my merch? But then we got a picture, so I think we're okay.
So he's gonna remember you.
Oh yeah, well, I hope so.
There's no restraining order.
I was just gonna say, like, my name's on the restraining order, so yeah. No, but I he's such a truly terrific songwriter, and I'm so pumped.
So what are you guys gonna do special as you open up for him? You got any tricks up your sleeve? What's Taryn gonna be playing this weekend?
Oh, you mean other than her 40 instruments and a kazoo?
We call her Mary Poppins.
Yeah, a little jackknife we call her. Taryn, I don't know, she's gonna look sweet. She's gonna have some kind of super, like, hip outfit that's gonna make me look bad, and, like, yeah. We got all Johnny's ready to go. They requested him to bring the kick drum, which is really, like, amped up his mojo. It's the first kick drum request, so he's very pumped about that.
A little percussion on the Lake Porter songs.
Yeah.
It gives it it's that old school Mumford and Sons vibe,
yeah.
You know?
By demand, yeah. Give the people what they want.
Well, I'm going to put on some Ken Yates coming up very soon. But have you been to Wolf Island before, to the festival?
I have not. I've only been drinking on that patio, like, one time. So I'm very excited to go beyond the threshold.
Yeah, okay.
Well, that's fantastic. We are very much looking forward to this weekend. We have Lake Porter, Ken Yates, and Georgia Harmer on the Friday afternoon. And let's talk about Saturday when we come back from a couple songs. Martina, we're going to play some Ken Yates, and then J-Balls, what do you want to hear after
please.
That?
Let's cue up some Noble Rot.
Noble Rot. All right. Here we go. Please enjoy Quiet Talkers by Ken Yates.
Thank you.
Lake Porter, Bottoms Up. And in the studio live, we have Lake Porter's Martina with us today.
Good morning, Martina Lake, over there.
Good morning, Julia.
How are you doing this summer? What's up for Lake Porter this summer? Have you been in the studio? Any bucket list shows coming up? Tell us what's going on with Lake Porter, please.
We've had a pretty busy summer. We had some really fun shows. We played Parsons with Kojak and the Dirty Boys, which was super fun. And then a little private farm gig, which was also very cute and fun and, like, super wholesome. And Ty Cats were the battle of the bands for the Stipley stage competition.
I saw that. So what's the deal?
It was awesome. It was really great.
So is the contest still going on?
Yeah, you can vote every day.
Okay, how do people vote?
Separate email addresses. if you go on the Lake Porter Instagram or Facebook, there's a link somewhere lingering around there. But yeah, appreciate it. Big old cash prize and a bunch of whiskey.
Ooh, cash prize.
I like both those things.
The clout and the bragging.
I personally have never won a contest like that. Like, you know, there's always these battles of the bands or even radio contests, some might say. Have you ever won a contest previously? It can be music related or, you know.
I was going to say, as a child once, I drew a picture and sent it into TVO and they showed it on the TV and I thought that was super cool. I got a cow print lunchbox.
Multidisciplinary artist. We love that.
But I feel a lot of pressure because my partner, Jay Emmons, the whole star for the Glorious Sons, was winning a battle of the bands or a rock search or one of the other with Johnny McDonald from The Trues, and that just did everything. So I'm like, I must win. It is my destiny.
Okay, try to see what someone
big
did.
Big shoes to fill.
Yeah.
I feel Tiny Horse is in a place where you might be asked to judge.
Oh,
that'd be so fun. When the student bands come back, like, there's a big battle of bands just across the street from us here at Clark in about 8 weeks. All the kids come in and start doing all the Strokes covers.
Mm-hmm.
I'll give you a call.
We're some
Sounds
of the
like
judges
yes.
people we know. So
judge.
Simon Cowell vibes from Kira for sure. And we got like Paula Abdul over here, just like, oh yeah.
I'll get you fitted.
Lots of opinions. Yeah.
What are you guys working on? Tiny Horse, what's up in the TH world?
Yeah, so we've had a pretty great summer so far. We got back from touring with our friend John Shambles in May. And then June, we had a couple shows. We did Ottawa Blues Fest in July, yes, which was a blast. And we're really excited for this weekend to be playing again. We've got a lot of new music coming out, which is exciting.
Yes, tell us about that.
We've been recording a little bit.
Is there an album? Some singles dropping? Bangers?
There's an album. Album in the works. So we just spent a few days this past week in the studio.
Nice.
Out at the Bathhouse, which was fantastic. We've got about 10 tracks that are nearly ready.
So they're nearly ready.
Full LP.
We got the full thing,
oh,
yeah.
Oh, gosh.
We go hard.
Any guests on said album?
Like,
guests, I don't know.
Kingston,
like, it's Kingston. A lot of people hanging around the Bathhouse.
Well, we're very fortunate to have Paul Langlois actually been producing producing our songs. And we do have one song that we got him to sing on, which is very exciting. And he's so gracious. He's like, we're mixing it. And he's like, turn me down, turn me down. And we're like, Paul, you're going to be the loudest one on this.
You got to go on stage with him.
We did, yeah.
So, oh, my God.
Yeah. Rachel Ann Corcoran and I, we got to play in Toronto in June. Paul asked us to come up and sing Bob Cajun with him. And that was so surreal.
Okay.
Yeah.
Die happy.
It was crazy.
Bye.
Yeah, it was super fun. And I don't know, the crowd was just really on our side and super supportive. And thank you so much, Paul Langlois, for your generosity and your time. Honks to you.
Don't do it.
Oh my gosh, you picked up Jeff's horn.
Well, oh, I mean, we're talking about new music, but why don't we play them some of our old crap, J-Balls?
Yeah.
Nothing like the old crap.
Actually,
if you can believe it, I am wearing the exact same outfit today as I was wearing in the music video for the song that we're going to play next.
You look great.
And it's in the picture.
It's built for radio. All right, folks, this right here is Tiny Horse Disco.
I'm not needed here.
In the sink, call and tell me everything. I'm the queen of conspiracy, in my bed, in your dreams, looking for a deeper meaning, staring at the pain on the ceiling. I don't wanna stay if you're leaving, just say what you mean. I just wanna dance at a disco, see how we feel in the year when you lean in so close and you kiss my ear. I'm sorry about a lot of things that I left unclear, like a pink carnation. I'll be back next year.
Nightmare or living in a dream.
Maybe I read you wrong, thinking you could be my Mr. Right. I was putting my heart and soul on the line. Said you needed some time, just a little more time to make up your mind.
With the classic Bye Bye, one of my favorite songs this summer.
I've never heard that song before. I love it.
Oh, she is a masterpiece. My sister introduced me to her. We were stuck in Toronto traffic for about 4.5 hours a couple weeks ago going to a Blue Jays game, and we just went through her whole discography. I would recommend Jody Messina.
Thank you.
Now, I want to mention the elephant in the room here, which is Rachel Ann is not in the studio. Nothing horrible has happened. She is at the cottage with her family. So you're stuck with me. But we miss you, Ray.
We miss you, Ray. Just relaxing at the cottage.
Bye.
I approve. I mean, it is a busy time for Tiny Horse. You guys seem to be doing a lot of stuff.
Yeah, you got to take some time off. And I think that taking time off also means you got to, you know, listen to some great music. So I'm curious, what are you two listening to this summer? Jody Messina is one of my favorite summer tracks. What are you guys playing when you're at the cottage or when you're relaxing? Who are we loving?
Jace really got me into this Spotify playlist called Country Hits Early 2000s, 10s, and 20s. So, like, the whole range of this, you know, millennia of country music from Toby Keith to, like, Morgan Wallen, and I'm really digging it. So the country's been thick, but also, like, Goldie Boutier we're just talking about. My God, my idol.
Let's talk about Goldie. Let's talk about Goldie Boutier. So, yeah, she is, she's coming to McKinnon Festival.
Which is crazy.
In a couple weeks. And, yeah, she is totally amazing. I think that one thing I love about her is the whole performance side of it. Like, she's such a character, and the fashion, and
great fits. Yeah,
just
great
fits. Making hit after hit after hit with these songs that she has coming out.
Unapologetically.
So, McKinnon, I just like to remind all the listeners, don't sleep on getting your tickets, losers. You have to get them now.
What? No, because everyone's going to start calling.
It's going to get sold out. Yeah.
And then they start calling their friends in the bands at McKinnon, like, can you get me in?
Can you get me in? Yeah. No, we can't. We can barely even get in. So,
yeah.
Sold out.
Probably. Got our tickets.
Right. Is it sold out already?
No.
I don't know.
But
it could be close.
It always does.
It happens very fast.
There's this run in the final 4 days. So, I mean, music listeners, I was a little harsh calling everyone losers. But you know what I mean?
Well,
you know what I mean?
That's true.
Yeah.
They're listening to the radio.
Sleep on it and think.
I'm just kidding.
They're used to me doing that. Anyway, by the way, like, have you never done this? Like, you've never been on the radio like this before?
No. This is our first time hosting. And honestly, Cindy, well, we'll show you Cindy over here. She was, Cindy is the real proper host,
wow.
But she's
okay.
Graciously let us behind the board, like, for some reason.
Normally, it's like a training process that goes on, but whatever.
You guys have training.
No Regis and Kelly energy.
Regis and Kelly
energy.
I definitely have lowered my voice a couple octaves, and hopefully that's good. But, okay, Balls, what are you listening to this summer? Let's talk about who you like.
Well, I've just been crying and crying over Phoebe Bridgers.
Oh,
Lost Boys. Did you see that performance with all the kids?
Stop.
It made me weep. I was like, this is why we
who
get...
Who are the moms in the room?
Oh, who's the mom? Who dropped their kid off at daycare before they came to the studio?
Same.
Yeah, Phoebe Bridgers. And the music video is amazing, too.
And she's got that new album coming. I don't think it's out yet, but...
I don't know. Is it out?
No, I think it's just a single right now, but... Yeah, that's fabulous.
Yeah.
Well, since someone's asking me, my favorite right now is I'm fully obsessed with least original idea ever, but the new Charlie XCX album.
Oh,
I became obsessed with Charlie after I saw Wuthering Heights. It really messed me up. But I don't know. I thought that soundtrack was amazing. And I'm going to be honest with you. I didn't have a Brad summer. I was not into it.
Did you say Brad summer?
Brad.
No, I know.
Said, okay. I had a Brad summer. Brad worse summer, but no, I wasn't into it that summer. And
that
now
was a bad summer.
I'm about 2 years behind, but I'm fully obsessed with the catalog. But this new album is, Charlie, if you're listening, I have such admiration for you, and I'm in awe of how much amazing music she can be.
Okay,
be
so I want you to check out A.G. Cook. That's a big producer, friend of hers, and The Dare, if you want to dig deeper.
Those
are some friends of hers and production people that just go down the rabbit hole.
Okay, because she's got the two guys in her band that are, I think they're her producers, or they're the co-collaborators, Max and I forget the other guy.
She's so cool.
She's amazing,
yeah.
and so much love.
So much love. We love that. Fabulous. Well, we've got a couple of our favorite songs coming up next. What we're listening to right now in the background, let me just give you a little bit of a taste here. This is Deleters, and one of the members of this band, I'm not sure if I can say the name.
You can say Holy F.
Holy F is the band's name. And a couple of the members are in a secondary band called Noble Rot, who are playing as well at the Wolf Island Music Festival on Saturday.
Yeah, walk on the ferry, people. Walk on the ferry.
That's all we got to say.
Or we won't be able to make it,
yeah.
All right, listen, we've got 7 minutes left of this show.
Oh, fabulous. So we're going to have to go out with a couple bangers.
Right.
Maybe I'll play... that's a 6-minute song. We're going to play...
We can fade.
The Boys in the Band, which is going to be the Codas, who are also playing this weekend.
Them.
So let's get Brayden on the horn here. This song is called Poison by the Codas. And we hope you like it. Here we go.
I can feel it in my teeth, and I stay up late until I know that you're asleep. Nothing's forever except maybe you and me. Sometimes I imagine things and I don't know what to do about it. I imagine things and I don't know what to do.
This is Tiny Horse and Lake Porter signing off of your Indie Wake Up Call.
Thank you for having us.
It's fantastic.
It's
fantastic.
Thank you so much.
Thank you,
Cindy Gibson, and thanks for everyone for tuning in. And yeah, we hope to see everyone this weekend at the Wolf Island Music Festival. We're going to leave you with our favorite song of the summer. This is Goldie Batelier, Party.
thanks everybody for listening to Any Wake Up Call this morning. It was great to have the bands in. You got to get to Wolf Island. Like I said, walk on the ferry, walk on. All right. Okay.